Morning. This is Kathleen reading from Genesis 25, verse 1 to 18, and I'm reading from the New International Version. Abraham took another wife, whose name was Keturah. She bore him Zimran, Jokshan, Medam, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. Jokshan was the father of Sheba and Dedan. The descendants of Dedan were the Asherites, the Letushites, and the Lemanites. The sons of Midian were Ephah, Ephur, Hanok, Abidah, and Eldah. All these were descendants of Keturah. Abraham left everything he owned to Isaac, but while he was still living, he gave gifts to the sons of his concubines and sent them away from his son Isaac to the land of the east. Altogether, Abraham lived 175 years. Then Abraham breathed his last and died at a good old age, an old man and full of years, and he was gathered to his people. His sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah near Mamre, in the field of Ephron of Zohar the Hittite, the field Abraham had bought from the Hittites. There Abraham was buried with his wife Sarah. After Abraham's death, God blessed his son Isaac, who then lived near Beer Lahar Roy. This is the account of Abraham's son Ishmael, whom Sarah's maidservant, Hagar the Egyptian, bore to Abraham. These are the names of the sons of Ishmael, listed in the order of their birth. Nabulath, the firstborn of Ishmael, Kedah, Admiel, Mibsam, Mishma, Doma, Massa, Hadad, Tema, Jetur, Napisha, and Kedimah. These were the sons of Ishmael, and these are the names of the 12 tribal rulers according to their settlements and camps. Altogether, Ishmael lived 137 years. He breathed his last and died, and he was gathered to his people. His descendants settled in the area from Havilah to Shut, near the border of Egypt, as you go toward Ashur, and they lived in hostility towards all their brothers. The chapter begins with a record of more descendants of Abraham from his marriage to Keturah. But the verse that stood out for me was verse 8, which reads, Abraham breathed his last and died at a good old age, an old man and full of years, and he was gathered to his people. He certainly was a good age, 175. But in the Amplified Bible, it adds the word satisfied. The end of his life had come, but although not perfect, he had fulfilled the call on his life. It also says he was gathered to his people. And a footnote in my Bible says, this often repeated expression forms a remarkable testimony to the Old Testament belief in a life beyond the grave and to our recognition and fellowship with our loved ones there. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the call of Abraham and the many descendants he had, fulfilling your promise. He died satisfied. Lord, we pray, however long our lives may be, we will seek to fulfill the plans you have for us. We believe in the life to come because of Jesus' resurrection, we too will be gathered with those we love. Thank you, Lord. Amen.